Ladies and gentlemen, the following podcast is Wrestling Death and is scheduled for 1 hour. Maybe more. It has no real time limits making their way into your ears. First, from a place called Barniston, he is the Pyramid.
It's going to be the funniest show ever because I'm all about the comedy and the money.
How much you gonna pay?
And his partner, Feather Tap Ender Stevenson.
From Mexico City to Beef Community Centre, I've got stories that are going to blow your mind.
Hello and welcome to Wrestling Daft. And let me tell you something, John. I do not like the thought that we are sitting here doing this show while Grado is sunning himself on a beach on his honeymoon.
I know. Away to the Maldives, though, I have to say, the weather up here has been brilliant. And we're sitting in houses tonight. It's roasting hot. And we're doing this podcast for the people.
For the people. We the people. We are the people. That was a wee one for Grado there as a tribute to him. Obviously, we were at Grado's wedding last week, and that was why there was no episode. It was a hell of a shindig, wasn't it, John? It was a hell of an affair.
It was great, and me, you, Rab, we were on the same table. We were on the DX table. We did allude to this a couple of weeks ago on the show that he had named all his tables after wrestlers. So the final tables, we had The Rock, John Cena, Goldberg, the Dusty Rhodes table, the Hulk Hogan table, the Stone Cold table, the Shawn Michaels table, the Mick Foley table, Undertaker, DX, Jack Jester, and finally the Al Snow table as well.
And let me tell you something. Let me tell you something, brother. It was completely lost on my wife, the DX table. It was lost on a lot of people at the table, actually. We were trying to explain the significance of it. We were asking Crofty who he would be. We were asking Crofty and Big Ewan, radio legends, who they would be in DX. What members of it? Would you be Billy Gunn? Would you be Road Dogg? It was fawn in deaf ears, wasn't it, John?
It didn't go well. I end up being, I think I decided I was X-Pop because I was the kind of youngest. Rab, you were Shawn Michaels, weren't you? You kind of the heart.
Immediately jumped on the Heartbreak Kid, Mr. Saturday Night, even though the wedding was on a Friday. I was in a Mr. Saturday Night kind of mood. But it was a great wedding. Listen, it was a fantastic wedding. What a beautiful day, beautiful venue at the Lochside House Hotel. That was right, that name, right?
It was, and there was a little bit of wrestling in there as well. A couple of wrestlers. We had Jack Jester there, Coach Tripp, aka Adam Shane, was there as well, mm-hmm. who's going to do a run at some point during this podcast when he gets on. And there was a wee bit of wrestling shenanigans going on because when they went to the top table, which was the WrestleMania table, each person had a walk-in music. So
there was entrance music, we should say. By the way, it would be worth us saying that the bride, who looked beautiful, by the way, Steph came down the aisle to Like a Prayer.
She did.
Grado's entrance did. Music.
It was
beautiful though, wasn't it?
It was. It was absolutely, it was, the way it was played in the orchestra was fantastic. It was a great day, really cracking day. And there was no shenanigans. I thought there was going to be a kickoff between the Scots and Two Doors Down at one point. I thought, you know, it was a kind of faction war going on between the two sitcoms.
I was very pleased to see Johnny Watson. I always love seeing Johnny. And, it was great seeing Oi, the Enjoy McAvoy fate. It was nice to meet her and stuff. And so that was good. And George Bowie turned up at the end and did his DJ set, which was fantastic. But it was just the speeches were brilliant. The service went beautifully well. Everybody did an amazing job. It was just a great day. It flew in as well. It didn't feel like one of the, sometimes you go to a wedding and you're like, God, this is dragging in. It didn't feel like that. The dinner was brilliant. Everybody was up dancing and singing and all that during the dinner. It was full pedal to the metal stuff all the way through, and Grado did his cell proud.
I know.
And, both Grado and Steph will have done their Moz proud, and Steph's dad's speech was cracking.
It was very
Father of the Bride's speech was very funny, and Grado's speech was very funny. And Grado,
you can check out on Instagram an extract from Grado's speech when, yeah. I think we've talked about it on this podcast before, his dad using his mum's Facebook page.
We have
Vine. If you check on his Instagram page, there's a wee extract from Grado's speech on there, and it's an absolute belter. Had the room in stitches.
It was really great. Yeah, beautiful day, beautiful wedding. Everybody looked great and everybody had a great time, man. It was just good vibes on it. It was good vibes. You always tell when it's a good wedding as well. So at breakfast the next morning and, you know, everybody just had a smile on their face. No, there was nobody kind of like, oh no, we had a day last night. And then, you know, I mean, it was like a good, it was good stuff. And me and Jen had an amazing time.
Fantastic. Fantastic. Well, there's the Steve Lees now. He's away sunning himself in the Maldives. We've got a video from him. The other day there, I'm going down a slide with his tootle out, so that was great to see.
A wee gift in the chat, a wee bit of Grado's bell end for us to look at. Anyway, let's raise a glass, or a can of Diet Coke in my case, the Grado and Steph, the Steve Lees. Yeah, it was a great day, man. It was a great day. What a great wedding. One of the best weddings. Maybe the best wedding I've been at, bar mine.
Absolutely, absolutely. Can we also raise a glass as well, because we missed it last week. The great Iron Sheik, RIP. One of the greatest bits of social media, Twitter is a great loss for Twitter and a great loss to the wrestling world.
Well, of course, there's somebody was doing his Twitter, though, right?
Was it? I don't think it was it.
It was never him, man. I just don't imagine Iron Sheik could even work a phone, man. He's got his social media team doing it, and I wouldn't be surprised if it just kept going.
Right, well, it would be brilliant if it did, because I've listed grab some of his greatest tweets here if you would like to hear them. Here's some of the Iron Sheik's greatest tweets in memory to the great man. If you're still sleeping, you are a dumb piece of shit. You get Iron Sheik alarm clock on the iTunes, or go fuck yourself. I wake up, I beat the fuck out of my cock, is fuck the clock. Here we go. Monday, you dumb son of a bitch, fuck yourself. Justin Bieber, go fuck yourself. Ultimate Warrior, only man to make baby from his ass. His baby name is Ultimate Warrior. Idiot ass baby. Nicki Minaj and Mariah Carey have a feud. They need to shut the fuck up, because real feud is Sheik versus Sergeant Slaughter in boot camp match. Here's another one. Every 100 year, mother make baby like Iron Sheik, Michael Jordan and the Jesus. Only one chance to prove you are the real in a lifetime. And then finally, his tirade against Hulk Hogan. Happy birthday, Hulk Hogan. My gift to you that I didn't break your fucking leg, jabroni. Then it's just a tirade against Hogan. Fuck Hogan. Hulk Hogan is not a jabroni. April Fool's Day, you fucking jabroni. And that was sent on April Fool's Day. Hulk Hogan, you are worse than the automatic 20% tip on party 6 or more. Hulk Hogan, you're worse than an airport tuna sandwich. My particular favourite. Hogan may have been a dumb son of a bitch in the ring, but outside the ring, he was also a dumb son of a bitch. And finally, happy Thanksgiving to everyone except the Hulk Hogan.
Right, now, John, do you think Iron Sheik wrote them?
I really hope he did. I really, really hope he did, because it's fucking brilliant.
I'm going to guess that Iron Sheik has never even seen them. That would be my guess. Oh, it could be wrong. Listen, it could be wrong. I've been wrong before. But no, he's probably got a social media team. Listen, that's a game. It's a work. It's all work. But anyway, rest in peace to Iron Sheik. He was certainly a character, wasn't he? I see if the real Iron Sheik had been on Twitter. It wouldn't have lasted 5 minutes. They've been cancelled like 5 minutes in.
Do you know he was like a bodyguard for in Iran? He was like a top bodyguard for some guy who went on to be one of the head boys in the Taliban.
I mean, he was a tough guy, wasn't he?
Without
a shadow of a doubt.
Name messing. Here, we've got a special guest host that's just done a running. Rab, do you want to bring him on?
Bring him in.
Here he is. The one and only Coach Tripp, aka Adam Shame, is joining us on Wrestling Daft.
Yo, but, yo!
There he is. How's he doing? He's in his home office, like DDP.
Hey! How are we doing?
Good, man. What is that you've got behind you? I can see, obviously, the belt, the replica, the belt. Same that's replica. It's a toy belt, right?
Hey, no, that's a real deal, mate. That's a real deal.
Hey, what's underneath that?
My puggy. You've got to have a puggy.
What one is it?
Simpsons Homer's Meltdown.
That used to be in the nightclub I worked in. I used to be able to jackpot that, because
aye, it goes red.
Aye, the nightclub puggy is the easiest puggy to jackpot because everyone's steaming, goes in, plays the nightclub puggy, right? And then at the end of the night, all the staff just go in and jackpot it because they know how to play it.
That's why I bought it, mate. Smart, that's why I bought it. It's in Shamer's Bar, and then I get everybody steaming, and then they come in here and they give me all their pound coins, and I go in and 25.
That's a really brilliant idea. Ding, ding. That's a really brilliant idea. That, and it is like people don't know how to play because unless you've spent loads of time with Puggy, right, you don't know how to play it. You kind of don't know. You know the basics. You know the nudge. You know all of that, right? But the particular wee details that certain ones have. If you fucking know the score, get people on this. But man, maybe we could expand this and do this, like travel around with puggies and get people to play it.
Mate, honestly, just... see when I'm sitting here on my bar still watching folk, I feel like Chris Tarrant, man. It's brilliant. Just it's amazing. Love it. Just
beautiful. So you've got a home bar set up as well then?
Yes. This is Shamer's Bar. Aye. This is another lockdown exercise, you know what I mean? So,
what does the red, white, and blue bunting represent? Oh,
that was my boy was watching this, which was on last week.
Right, Man United,
getting played in Shamer's Bar, and with my pictures, Alex Ferguson, and then I go, we got all the gimmicks,
this, man. This is beautiful. That would be good. I'd love to have a thing like that, you know what I mean?
And I surprised them when I got kind of bunting and stuff and flags and all that jazz. So,
what did you make of the wedding?
Oh, it was messy. Enjoyed it though. Beautiful. What a day.
It was. It was great, wasn't it? What a day.
Absolutely. What a day. And it was good to just see so many people, you know what I mean? Just a great, good vibe, you know what I mean?
That was exactly what I was saying to John. It was just a good atmosphere when they're all the way through. And even at breakfast the next morning, everybody was on a good mood and all that. You know what I mean? It was like, it all went off so well. No drama.
Oh, apart from Mary Doll, but, you know what I mean?
apart from that, but...
I can just say, the best thing I found out at the wedding, I was sat next to Adam, we were having a couple of drinks, and we found out that Adam Shame, a.k.a. Coach Trip, has been in an episode of Taggart as a scientist.
Aye, that was totally true. You didn't believe me as well.
I know, we had so many questions, and it was one of those ones, like, it sounded like total bullshit, and the way he said it sounded like total bullshit, but we threw so many questions at him, and he answered every single one, so we now believe that Adam appeared in an episode of Taggart as a scientist.
Either that, or I could get away with murder.
I'll tell you what, Adam, your missus and my missus got on like a house on fire.
Oh, they didn't they? That was a good wee surprise. I mean,
that was good.
She loved Jen. What we doing? She's a lovely lassie.
It was a good. It was a great night. It was a great night. It was a blast. There's nothing you can say.
We need to recreate it one night at Shamer's Bar.
We should do that, but definitely. I'll be fucking reading up on that puggy before I come here. Right, let's see. We've got some feedback for the punt. This isn't fair. We're doing this and he's on a honeymoon. I don't know what it's like. It's no right.
Aye, but no, I mean, he's enjoying himself. No, we did. He get put up to VIP on the flight. Did you know hear that?
I heard about that. Aye, did you hear about this, John?
I saw the picture. Aye.
No, I mean, see, he's get plussed up. I was getting all the videos of the guy annoying him at the airport.
He said that Dixie Carter did it to him, but I don't think that was the case.
No, but Dixie Carter for a drossing? No, Dixie Carter. I don't think so. No, I don't know. Right. But hey. It looks amazing, and I'm sure, I mean, he's going to be just, the same question is going to get asked, he's just going to go about asking, what did you have for your dinner?
Absolutely.
And he's going to be going back, and he'll just want to talk about the macaroni and the Maldives.
I know, the Maldives macaroni, I want to hear about. Right, let's see what the punters were saying, they go in touch. Now, we were talking about Grado's wedding, we asked people to get in touch and tell us why. We should raise a horn at the point where they say, does anybody have any reasons why these two shouldn't be joined together? Which they don't do, by the way, in a humanist ceremony, I'm just saying, right?
Aye.
John, right? I'm just saying. Films that happens now, right? Callum said, hold up, do we not remember what happened at the last wedding with a wrestler that Rob was at? It says Rob here, by the way.
Oh, I mind that.
Remember this? It was at ICW, and it was the wedding between
DCT
and Viper, right?
Yep.
Aye. and a big Bram get involved and all that carry on, and it was a real affair, wasn't it? It was a carry on, man.
But it was a wrestling wedding that actually finished. I mean, they're still married. I mean, that's a happy ending.
That's a happy ending. Paul added, just make sure he's kept away later on in case anybody decides to do the cake spot. Marty said, Yuri Geller is en route to their run-in, bent spoon in hand. Did you hear about this, Adam, as phoning up Yuri Geller?
Oh, did you spam him? Was it better than the Bray Wyatt one?
No, well, I don't know. It was great reaction at the Bray Wyatt one. We at least heard Yuri Geller. Well, we heard both the voices, just one word for both of them, wasn't it? Bray Wyatt was hello, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Hello.
Yeah, and was Yuri Geller just hello as well?
Yuri Geller was hello, who is this, before Grado asked him, have you got any predictions for 2024?
You see, that would knacker me, because see, if it was the real Yuri Geller, he would know who was phoning.
Aye, there you go.
That's true. True.
He
would know not to pick up the phone, wouldn't he?
And that's no even way 1471.
Beppe has reminisced and said that Yuri Geller call reminded him of when him and his mates were teenagers, and they somehow had John Fashanu's number, and they used to phone him up at all hours and shout, Awooga! Doing the phone. He took it well until one time, we caught him at a bad moment, and he called us Scottish cunts. The guy says, imagine taking it well. Imagine getting phoned up in the middle of the night with people shouting Awooga at you, and you take it well. That's some man, isn't it? I can't wait to see what this new Gladiators is like, by the way.
Oh, it's my brother's been filming it. He's been down in Sheffield for the last 2 weeks filming the new Gladiators. Now, Adam, you're going to be delighted with this news.
Right,
exclusive to Wrestling Daft. One of the Gladiators called Legend, who's a bit of a kind of heel, you know, taking up that kind of wolf role.
It's Alan McGregor?
But he's total ego. But do you know what his walking music is?
What is it?
Simply the best.
Oh, that's a tune. I mean, that's nice.
my brother had to smarten him up. He sort of said, pulled the Gladiator aside and sort of smartened him up. Like he said, like in Glasgow, you know, that's a big Rangers song. And the Gladiator seemed quite impressed by it. He thought he was going to get a lot of butt. So expect to see him doing the halftime draw at Ibrox very soon.
Oh, that's going to get him some heat. I think half of Glasgow's going to like him. Half a guy's goes no.
Much like Brendan Rodgers when he arrives. That's going to be divisive as well.
I can't wait to see that. I'll be sitting like that with Big E with the popcorn. Like, I just can't wait.
That's a proper, see Brendan Rodgers come, if he does sign, right? It's a proper wrestling moment, that, isn't it? It's a proper never say never fucking, do you know what I mean? Like, you know what I mean? It's one of the ones.
It's like Eric Bischoff turning up on Raw.
It is like that. I mean, or like, you know what I mean? Whenever CM Punk turns up at WWE again, which I'm convinced will happen at some point, it's going to be like a Brendan Rodgers moment, you know what I mean?
Oh, imagine Brendan Rodgers coming to a cult of personality.
I know, fuck.
Do you know Brendan Rodgers ice cream bars? Sting that fake tan.
We'll see what happens there. What was I going to say? I was going to say something. What was I going to say? Can't remember. It's went in my head. It'll come back to me. It'll come back to me, though. Was it about Yuri Geller? Was it about John Fashanu? Was it about Gladiators? Oh, no. I'll tell you what it was about.
There you go.
John, we should get Ryback on for an interview.
I'd love to get Ryback on.
Because he's making all this noise, you know, on Twitter about how he wants to talk to tell his side of the story and all that kind of stuff, and nobody will speak to him. We should get him on and talk to him.
Do you know, it would be funny to see if you were like pure sincere and you're like, all right, we might just get your side of the story, you know what I mean? And just give him all the big chat, and then just about, as he's about to say it, and we'll just cut him off.
Sorry, but that. We just had a phone call for Elon Musk, and we need to cut you off. Sorry.
Just for the pop.
Just kind of speak to you. We should, but that would be a good interview, right? It'd be interesting to see what he says. I'm interested to hear what he would say. But here's a question, right? So, sorry, I know I'm way off and hang me here, but see Ryback, right? So he said, book me against Goldberg in this Wembley Stadium show, right, for AEW. And some people have been slagging off, going, like, you're not a draw and all that kind of stuff and all that, right? I don't think I agree.
That would draw, man. That would fucking draw.
I'm going to that show. I've bought tickets for that show. I'll tell you right now. I'd be fucking delighted if it was Ryback versus Goldberg at that show.
Come on, you're not going to shift it. The last 30,000 tickets with Ryback. Come on.
Well, currently,
you couldn't fill the lagoon Where are you back?
Well, we're not getting Goldberg either now, right? So if it means we get Goldberg in the building, right? I mean, and also it's just, I don't know, it just feels like it'd be an interesting one to watch. I want Ryback in the same building as CM Punk.
Ryback should have been, had the strap put on him. There was a sliding doors moment. It was at Hell in the Cell when it was CM Punk and him, and it was at that point he was so over, and he should have had the belt put on him. And I think it would have been a very different landscape if that had happened.
I think Ryback gets abuse for some quarters nowadays purely because he behaves like a wrestler. That's how wrestlers used to behave. Like, you know, talking themselves up, saying they're a big draw, saying they're getting kept down, saying they're all that kind of stuff. That's what wrestling used to be. And he's a big boy, and all right, he's no fucking Ricochet, right? He's no like, but he's a big, impressive looking boy. Point heeding on it.
the angels folk.
Hey, also, does Goldberg?
So you just want the two of them just to hurt each other.
No, I just like, I don't know. I just put it this way. If you're asking me, you know, no offense to any of them, right? But if you ask me if I want to watch fucking Adam Cole versus somebody, or do I want to watch Ryback versus Goldberg, I'll watch Ryback versus Goldberg any day of the week.
I think the last 30,000 people that are sitting up with that won't be able to even tell if it's Ryback and Goldberg. You could walk out there, Rob, and they wouldn't even know.
Me and you.
Aye.
Don't keep going. Right, so anyway, it might be good to reach out to him, John, but let's wait until Grado's back, because we want Grado in the room and Ryback's there, because...
Yeah, absolutely.
Because, let me tell you something, Ryback will want to get asked what he had for his dinner. Right, so James Kennaway, the saga continues. All right, troops, watching the West Ham versus Fiorentina game, and after a player's head was split open after being hit with a plastic cup, my mate said, how the fuck did a plastic cup do that? I said, he must be blading. Get some heat on the West Ham fans. Also, going to Loch Lomond Comic Con at the weekend. They're only advertising anybody for it. Just say people of note will be there. Hopefully run into Grado and the cast of Two Doors Down and maybe see Virgil with his boss hanging out and all. P.S. Still no found Brutus's shears. Fuck it. Why am I even looking for a Hogan Disciples figurines accessories? Hogan and Warrior came with a squared circle, pure Snyders, and Beefcake was a gift. A fucking shiter at that. Fucking ham and egger. Pure wanted Jake the Snake and Macho Man. Cheers, lads. Jimbo. We're just like Jimbo's pen pal now, aren't we?
Love it.
Basically
it.
A setup. John,
I sold all my Hasbros. I had everything.
When?
Last year or something. I had every one of them. I had everything.
Why did you sell them?
Just, you know what it's like when you can't have a puggy and all your wrestlers, you know what I mean? So,
at some point they've got to go. Did you make a decent wee bit of money off them?
Aye. Even the ones that I had all three Demolition. I had Giant Gonzalez.
Did you have the masks?
Aye. Giant Gonzalez.
Oh, nice.
I had a 1, 2, 3 kid. I didn't have a smoke. Nice. The only ones I've never had is the smoking guns, and I always wanted them, but they were dead hard to come by. You couldn't get them. Not being in the toy shops I was going to in Paisley. No, I mean, no chance. But I wonder
if in like 10 years' time you'll start to buy them back again now. People do that.
Aye. My Dusty Rhodes one was my favourite, though. I wanted that for years.
Polka dots?
Aye. That was a belter. Hasbro's is my thing. I love them.
Hey, John, by the way, has spotted this nod to WWE legend The Mountie in the song Jesus is a Friend of Mine by American Catholic pop band Sonseed. There are definitely loads of other wrestlers mentioned in the songs, but what's the weirdest? Let me hear this, John.
Right.
Jesus is a friend of mine. Once I tried to run and hide, but Jesus came and found me, and he touched me down inside. He is like a mountie, he always gets his man, and he'll zap you any way he can. Zap. Jesus is a friend of mine.
Jesus is my friend.
I don't think that's the weirdest thing in that song.
No.
That's
an interesting one, that, because he is like a Mountie, he always gets his man. That's got me thinking. So obviously the Mountie's entrance music, right, is the Mountie always gets his man, right? Is that a Canadian thing, though, that precedes the Mountie?
Yeah, I think it is. But I mean, there are other. There's a song called Ric Flair by what is it? The Brassos, Tom. What's His Face in the Brass Holes? I don't know if you've ever heard that one, Rab. It's called Ric Flair. It's brilliant. Tom, oh, what's his name in the Brass Holes? They're a Glasgow band, and they do a song called Ric Flair. It's brilliant. Well, there must be other examples out there of wrestlers getting mentioned in songs.
Well, I'm pretty sure.
What's the one with Jimmy Snuka in it? There's one, a popular song not long ago, somebody dropped in a wee Jimmy Snuka reference in it.
They
was
did.
There no Snuka Loopy?
I remember that. Yeah, Jimmy Snuka. Jimmy Fasuka. Jimmy Fasuka. I'll come to me. Was that a Will Smith song? I think it maybe was.
I was watching Bad Bunny. I was watching a clip of Bad Bunny's entrance, right?
This is about
a month ago, right? Right, so I was listening to that entrance and I was enjoying the entrance music as well. And I was going, right, so what is that Bad Bunny track? And then I found that track, and obviously Ric Flair was on that track. And then I went, what's he up to recently, Bad Bunny? What's his recent music like? You know, and I was listening to that, and let me tell you something. Fucking boy's pretty good music wise as well. You know what I mean? I hadn't really, see, because obviously we don't, like, Bad Bunny music doesn't chart here. We don't fucking hear it on the radio or anything like that. But I was watching his videos are good and all that. And this boy's good, man. Anyway, I just wanted to say I was checking out his music, and his music is also good.
Never played that Grado's Wedding. But...
No, that's true. Should have. Although me and Jen were in bed when George Bowie was on. No harm to George Bowie, but we were like, we retired to our room while GBX was happening downstairs. You were there for that, I'm assuming, Adam.
Oh aye. That was a time. I mean, I was up on the dance floor, I'm getting at big licks, I'm going, here we fucking go. Loved it. There was no beaties, but no beatrons. It was all good faith, good fun.
Yeah. It's pretty good though, because we were upstairs and, you know, it wasn't that noisy. It wasn't like, you know, wasn't it? So you would imagine you're in a hotel room up above GBX, Danny's Hing, you know what I mean? It was fine. What does GBX stand for, John?
The George Bowie Experience.
Yep. It was an experience, I'll tell you that.
Nah, I'm not the best speller in the world, but...
I know. right, okay, sorry. Let's keep this moving. I want to be on my honeymoon, you know what I mean?
Every night's a honeymoon for you, Rab. Have you seen your missus?
I know, this is true. And we asked for your thoughts on the new Undisputed Universal Championship. Scott doesn't like it. He says, I much prefer the classic designs like a winged eagle. Don't know how you can now call it Undisputed Championship, by the way, when technically it's no anymore but the World Heavyweight Championship now in play. Scott's confused about it. Graham says, 2 pints and I'll shag it. Kieran says, if the full strap was gold like the middle plate, it would be a 10 out of 10. It'll grow in people, though. Roman will make it work. Kieran's got a lot of faith in Roman there. Ryan says, I think it's a step in the right direction, a bit more subtle than the previous show-specific belts. And Ben just simply says, shite. And if you want to get in touch with us about any of that, or just random wrestling-related stuff, get us on Twitter at Wrestling Daft and Insta at Wrestling Daft Podcast. Just Wrestling Daft on Facebook. Or email us, why don't you, at wrestlingdaft@gmail.com. New. Anything you would like to put over wrestling wise, Adam? Because every week on this show, we like to separate the Boris Johnsons for the Ahmed Johnsons as we bury and put our stuff for the world of wrestling. What are you burying? What are you putting over?
Have you been seeing
anything good? I know you like wrestling.
Dominic Mysterio, he is. You love to see it. I mean, his wrestling's improved, but the crowd work, you know what I mean? And he's just got it. You know what I mean? He's got it, isn't he? And it really is. You know what I mean? For to get that kind of reaction, and it must be just popping everybody because they all know. And you know what I mean? It's great to watch.
They'll have all wanted him to do well, I think. You know what I mean?
Aye. And it's just great to see. You know what I mean? I love him just getting over that much as a heel. As a good bad guy myself, you know what I mean? As a heel, you know what I mean? That's what gets you going, you know what I mean? Know your Viagra, you know what I mean? The crowd booing at you is what gets the blood pumping, you know what I mean?
That's what,
to be a JBL-esque bad guy, No, we are a real bad guy. No one of these, oh, I'm bad, but here I'm cool by my t-shirt. Cool. Yeah. No, I hate that. I want somebody who's going to shit in your bag.
Aye, aye.
Kind of bad
and,
guy.
And that the crowd are like, we aye. Don't want to even hear you. We don't aye. Want to look at you.
Aye.
Good. And I think this match with Cody, man, I'm looking forward to this. Looking for. I wish I was. I had tickets to see it now, man. Because Money in the Bank's the one in London, right?
Yep. Yeah.
Ah, I wish I had tickets now, man.
I know. And then when I looked at the actual Money in the Bank match, I mean, and the fact that Pete Dunne's in it, I mean, that's on home soil.
Interesting,
that's
isn't it?
That's a big eight.
I think it's LA Knight. I think LA Knight's taking it.
I think it's Damian Priest.
Do you think so? He's had a bit of a build right off?
Mm-hmm. Listen, I think Damian Priest fucking earned it with that Bad Bunny match.
Yes.
Damian Priest earned a shot at a title with that Bad Bunny match.
Apparently they're quite hot backstage on Damian Priest from what the dark sheets are saying.
I'm hearing that off my sources as well.
They're good.
Hot on them.
Well, I mean, no wonder, you know what I mean? But there you go. There we're talking about a Money in the Bank match where we all said a different guy. You know what I mean? How often does that happen?
True.
So, no, I'm looking forward to that. Looking forward. But I wish I was there. I wish I was. There's no tickets still left, aren't there?
No, absolutely not. No.
No, they try and think they were selling tickets for the SmackDown. That was the last one that came out because they're doing the SmackDown as well.
Right. John, you can pull some strings, can you?
Oh, aye. I've got strings that I can pull, aye.
Adam, you know the guy that came up, invented NXT. Surely you must be able to do something about it.
Press pass.
Oh, well, I'm hearing also, maybe Adam can actually do something because the rumours are that Big Drew might be returning to for Money in the Bank. That's what they're saying. But whether that's in the Money in the Bank match or to get involved in the Rollins match, we don't know.
Somebody sounds very, very confident that Drew isn't turning up on Collision on Saturday night.
Oh, there's a thing. But no, he's contracted till 2024.
Is he though?
From
is he though?
Is he contracted to 2024?
Oh, the last thing I heard about was how all pissed off he was that Alfredo Morelos was leaving, so that's the last time I feel.
Right, let's see what punters have been saying. Hey, I never put anything out. I'll tell you, I need to talk about this MJF and Adam Cole segment because obviously it was about me. It wasn't about me, right? It was about guys like me who have been talking about how Adam Cole looks. You know what I mean? And that he's too... It's just a taste thing about him. Because all the criticisms that I've had out with in the past about Adam Cole, that he doesn't look... He looks too wee, too slight. And that he goes home after the wrestling and he's on Twitch playing computer games, not chatting to people. Doesn't he work for me, man? For a wrestler, it's not what I want for a wrestler. You know what I mean? And it was interesting that there was an angle that obviously Adam Cole is a very, very talented wrestler in the ring, but he's just, you know, he's not to my taste. And it was interesting hearing a heel say all the things. It made me think, does that mean I'm a heel?
Would you buy his autobiography just to find out how he beat Xavier Woods at Tekken?
No, exactly. There you go.
No, there you go.
There you go, you know what I mean?
I mean, I'm not saying that you need to be a drinker to be a wrestler that's over, but it does help.
Well, here's a thing, right, as well. I feel bad because people say, I am going to try and take a fresh approach to Adam Cole. I'm going to take a fresh approach to him and look at him with new eyes. There's always a lot of talk about how nice a guy he is, do you know what I mean? Oh, I just don't know, man. But anyway, I want to put over MJF because I enjoyed all that. I was like, ah, fucking do it. Get him to help MJF. Too right, boy. You know what I mean?
He's a good heel. That's another good heel.
He's a great heel, isn't he?
Aye.
Fucking he's a great heel. Anyway, Louise wants to put over the amount of wrestling events that have happened in the past few weeks. Hunnelsirum, FPW Asylum, Iron Girdles Gym, Community Pro Wrestling, Discovery Wrestling, Wrestle Zone, CPH. Listen, I'll tell you something. I am going to be... on Father's Day, this Sunday, and Helensburgh Community Pro are coming here in Helensburgh. Ravy Davy and his bunch are going to be turning it on here in Helensburgh. And I'm going along just to watch, just to enjoy it. But one of these guys pure cut a promo and all that, mentioning me by name and all that, slagging me off, saying why do I want to live in Helensburgh and all that kind of stuff. I mean, that's, I'm bringing my wains along, so I'm hoping there's no going to be any.
Did it get to you?
Just, I don't like hearing people slagging off Helensburgh, you know what I mean, as Helensburgh's adopted son. Anyway, I'm looking forward to going and sitting at ringside for that and watching that show with my family, you know what I mean?
Who was it, Rob?
I'm not, I don't even want to dignify him by telling you his name.
Want me to bar him?
No, I mean, I'm hoping that he's going to get beat on the night. I'm hoping I'm going to be able to watch him lose on the night, you know what I mean? But I'm not even going to dignify his, maybe we'll get him on the show.
I'm gutted for you, man.
We'll get him on the show. Or
he's good to you.
Well, you know, I'm just going to turn up and enjoy the show. That's it. I'm no, you know, I'm too old to be getting into any of this. Carry on. Bronze Cello wants to put over Money in the Bank, shaping up nicely. Seth versus Bron Breakker and Rab's suit at Grado's wedding look dapper. It's fucking roasting. Bury the hay fever in Spain sucks. And bury anybody burying CM Punk. Looking forward to seeing him back. Are we looking forward to seeing CM Punk back?
It'll be interesting to see what reaction he gets, I think. Because you saw it when he got announced.
What's the news story tomorrow? The ESPN interview? Have you seen this? I've not seen that. Right, as we're recording this on Thursday, it says that there's going to be an ESPN interview with CM Punk on Friday, and new heat has been caused because of it.
It's about the dog, isn't it?
Well, it's going to be about the dog.
No heat, like dog heat.
I swear to God, right?
If you touch that dog, you could go on
a podcast, you'd go on a radio and you say, I shot a man, right? You would get more heat if you went on a radio or a television show or a podcast and say, I shot a dog. I swear to God. You would if you went and say, I kicked a man to death, I kicked a dog to death, you would get more fucking abuse for kicking a dog to death than kicking a man to death.
I mean, I get a right load of complaints when I went on Fred McCauley and told him I'd shagged an Alsatian. No, but listen. Apparently, there's an ESPN interview with CM Punk that's going to break, that's caused more heat and more drama and more stuff. Than that. But I'm thinking this is definitely a fucking work. This one's the one the day before Collision is a work.
Do you know why that is? It's because Punk wants you to watch it.
Aye.
That's why.
He wants you to watch it. He wants you to hear what he's going to say on this mic. What are we going to see at this big Wembley show? What are we going to see? Are you going to this Wembley show, Adam?
No, I'm going. I'll put it on in the bar.
Nice.
No, you know, I'll put it on in the bar and I'll keep my, you know what I mean? I went to Vegas, mate. I was in the big main event, so I need to kind of watch the pennies now and go on a wee family holiday.
Oh, 100%.
We'll get away with it. And I went to the Royal Rumble as well, so no, I kind of jet set too much. People start asking also how much money I'm making. Folk will ask how much money I'm actually making with that buggy.
Aye. what do you think, John? What do you think? What match are we going to see for Are we going to see Jericho and Sting at Wembley?
It's kind of going that way. You think they'll protect Sting, they'll put him in a, there'll be a tag. They'll put Jericho in a tag with someone because of protecting. I mean, you've got to pull out CM Punk versus Kenny Omega. Surely, God, that's got to be the match that happens at Wembley.
Yeah, or it's either going to be Punk and FTR against the Bucks and Omega. It could be that, couldn't it?
Punk versus the Dug. That's what you want.
Oh, a dog collar match.
That's exactly what you want.
Kev wants to put over the entire Judgment Day faction. Absolutely brilliant. Look at that. Look what's happened. Look what's happened. You know what I mean? I think that's been one of the most successful factions. The WWE have got fucking two really hot factions at the same time.
I heard a wee rumour they're adding to them, Rab.
Oh, aye?
So, who in the roster would you add to the Judgment Day to better them?
Who on the roster would I add to Judgment Day? That's a great question, by the way. Who in the roster would I add to Judgment Day? I think they need another woman.
Aye.
Do they?
I don't think they need another woman in it. Because Rhea, basically, she's the leader of it, isn't she? She's the leader. They're on Raw now, aren't they? Judgment Day.
Yeah, I think so.
Robert, who would you add? Is it, well, this is a good
it's question. A great question. It's a great question. If I had to add somebody, who would I add?
Someone that's
Bad Bunny.
Is that what you're hearing?
Would you add Bad Bunny?
Oh, aye, all the way. All the way. The double turn. You never saw it coming.
That's a tough one. Who would I add? Who would you add, John?
I'm just looking at the
Are you Googling who wrestlers? Who are wrestlers? What are
who are wrestlers?
You'll add The Rock, Don Muraco. Add him. No,
I mean, because they might lose Balor, or they might lose Damian Priest.
Damian Priest, like he's turning face.
They seem to be.
Damian Priest is never turning face. What are you talking about?
Aye, it looks like it's kind of building that way, aye.
You never know. There's just wee things that you see, wee nuances. It's like when I'm sitting watching Coronation Street with her, and I go, yeah, you never guess what's going to happen next. He's going to turn out that he's going to batter him, or it's him that done it. And I'm always right.
You're always right.
Always, even when I'm wrong, I'm right.
The psychology, you're reading the psychology.
Yep.
Well, I don't know who I'd add. It's too hard, this.
It's a good one for the listeners for next week.
That is a good one for the listeners.
Let's put it out there.
Think about that. Kieran wants to put over Dynamite. Forbidden Door card looks unreal. And wants to bury folks saying fans singing Seth's song is annoying. How is that a bad thing when it just cements how Seth's the most over star in the company? Seth the most over star in the company?
Do you know what bothers me more, Rab? See grown men that acknowledge Roman Reigns and stone up in arenas like that. And I was like, I'm thinking to myself, you've got fucking work to go to in the morning. see if the boys in your work can fucking see you right now.
Aye.
That way, you funny, sit down.
A man should be totally insulted by another man coming out and saying, acknowledge me. You know what I mean? What the fuck? Just getting booed out of the house.
Oh.
Marty wants to put Rollins returning to NXT next week. Should be a belter of a match with Braun Breaker. Still thinking about this Judgment Day thing here. What are we going to do about Bray Wyatt?
It could be somebody for NXT going up.
Could be. What are we going to do about Bray Wyatt, Adam? What are we going to do about Bray Wyatt?
Oh, I think you've just got to... You don't back down, you double down. I mean, you throw all the bells, the whistles. I mean, if we're going into the stable culture, I think you're on the road to Survivor Series now, right?
Mm-hmm.
This is what you lead it up into SummerSlam, but we're on the road to Survivor Series, so you think stable versus stable. So let's get all the bells, all the whistles, let's get Bray Wyatt in, let's throw all the bodies that we were teasing at it. People love a stable, you know what I mean? And that's what you want. You want the Wyatt Six.
Triple H loves a stable, right?
Aye. You want the Wyatt Six, and you want them against, you know what I mean, your baby faces. Or your heels, I mean, if you want to get it over. I mean, you could flip them. Is he a heel? Is he a face? What is he? Good guy, bad guy?
Put him in the Judgment Day, man. Put him in the Judgment Day.
Do you think it could help Bray Wyatt no being the main guy in a faction? That's a tough one.
Just Bobby Ewan it, mate, and call him Husky Harris. Just get him back in. It was all a dream. He bumped his head.
Mick wants to bury Adam Cole's silly faces every time somebody kicks out one of his finishers. It happens every other match. Why is he always so shocked? Andy wants to put our MJF versus Adam Cole for Dynamite this week. 5-star pay-per-view quality match and free TV. And wants to bury Hay Fever. Hay Fever's been bad. It's funny, isn't it, how all these people are talking about Hay Fever. I've been getting tortured about it the past couple of days.
Who was she wrestle?
There we go. That's a good name, actually, for a wrestler, Hay Fever. Jordan wants to put over Adam Cole versus MJF as well in Dynamite. A masterclass, one of Cole's best matches in years. And wants to bury the laziness of the men's and women's world titles being just exactly the same, pretty much, apart from a different colour. Super C wants to put our weather during the day, and Barry wants to bury the weather at night when you're trying to sleep. He's sweating.
Go on. So, your wrestlers, Jay Fever, accompanied to the ring by antihistamine.
Oh,
he's antihistamine.
Very good, very good. Very good, man. Who would we add to Judgment Day? I'm
still you just made the list!
Hey, listen, this week, we want to tribute here the rumours that Bill Murray out of Ghostbusters and Khalees Afi, that milkshake song and all the other stuff.
The boys in the yard?
Aye, they're together, right, Bill Murray and her. So, apparently. So we want to know your favourite. We asked who your favourite unlikely couples in wrestling were. We asked the punters that. Can you believe Grado's in his honeymoon and we're doing this? Adam, your favourite unlikely couples in wrestling?
Mark Henry, Mae Young.
Is that your favourite?
Oh, I did pop for that. It's just Gold Dust Booker. I like two guys that are like nothing alike that get thrown together.
No romantically.
Did you mean romantically?
No, it doesn't have to be, I don't think. I mean, Rock and Sock are the
Rock and Sock, surely, with the ultimate. I mean, Kane and Brian and
Team Hell, yeah.
You never said they had to be smooching.
No, we don't need a smooch. What was other weird odd couples, actually, when you think about it?
Steve Blackman, Al Snow, Head Cheese.
That's maybe my favourite. I think that's my favourite. Here we go, Adam. Oh, thank you. That sorted it out for me. That was my favourite. I loved that stuff.
I went to Disneyland, right, and they were selling like cheese hats. And as soon as I saw it, I was like, oh, Head Cheese.
Just like that? Just
the exact same one. It was quality. But no, I was not allowed to buy one.
Paul says, William Regal and Excalibur. Graham says it's got to be Big Otis and Mandy. I like how they're doing this thing with Otis where the beautiful woman like him. I like this. Do you know what I mean? Paul says, you don't want to be real or fake here. Real Sable and Brock Lesnar. Fake Tori Wilson and Kane or Tajiri and William Regal. It's weird that Sable's never shown back up, isn't it?
Aye. You think she would with Brock being there?
Get her in the fucking Hall of Fame. Bearded Bruno says Enzo Amore trying to get into Nia Jax's. Oh, fucking hell, what haven't you read here? Enzo Amore trying to get into Nia Jax. I'm not reading this.
No.
Fucking
I don't even know how this ends in a convention.
Oh, no, it was the whole member Nia Jax and the whole thing said, oh, my hole. That's what he's making reference to.
Oh, I know he's making reference to that, John, but you can't. We can't be reading out this sentence. I mean, Grado's in his honeymoon. Marty says, storyline-wise, Edge and Vicky Guerrero has to be up there. True. There's one. But the heel heat that got was unreal. Beppy says, Billy and Chuck. Santino and Beth.
Perry that's Sattlin. A good one.
Santino and Beth was good.
Perry Sattlin and Moppy is a good one as well. Darren says, best odd couple is Vince and any woman who looked at him. Now, hold on a fucking minute. Vince is a decent-looking guy who was extremely rich. And listen, very charismatic, Vince. Am I right?
Yes, he is.
Oh, aye.
Very charismatic. Bray Wyatt and a decent wrestling match, says Todd. Brutal. Stephen says Kane and Hurricane Helms. John says, if you don't answer Don Marie and Al Wilson, then you're wrong. Remember that?
Oh, quality.
Al Wilson was, for the younger listeners out there, Tori Wilson's da, who ended up in a relationship with Don Marie. And I'm pretty sure in storyline, he died of a heart attack having sex with Don Marie. Am I right?
Was that a storyline?
Aye.
I went back and my money back.
Otis says, JR says, is it JR, actual JR, Jim Ross?
I think so.
Says, Otis pumping Mandy Rose is a top 10 storyline of this century. Is it a top 10 storyline of this
century? It was well built. It was a good story. It was a good story. Oh, kind of
is it a top 10 storyline of this 10, century? But it was, John, of this century.
Nah, it's not top 10 of the century, but it was very good.
Would it sell the last 30,000 tickets all in?
Well,
that's the question. Oh. That is the question.
Is it over Ryback and Goldberg?
Nah. They'll know it was an odd couple. Tony Khan and CM Punk sitting there at press conference. Him eating the muffins and all that.
Oh.
Tony. That was great, wasn't it?
Aye.
That's what I'm in it for. I love all that, man. Get CM Punk back in. Get him on. Get Brendan Rodgers back in. I would like to sit beside Brendan Rodgers with a startled expression on my face while Brendan Rodgers eats muffins. Ryan says Macho Man and Stephanie McMahon. Very, you know, funny. They're funny mob, aren't they? They're a funny mob.
Woo!
Now it's time for Wrestling Daft, where you have a chance to win our wages. 60 seconds on the clock. Get 10 wrestling questions right in that time and you'll win. And the only player this week is the man himself. It's your boy. What's his name, John?
His real name is Greg, but if you were at the live show...
What's his surname, man?
I just know him as Greg, but if you were at the live show, you'll know him as the hash guy who ran up to the stage to explain ChatGPT to us. So Greg is the hash guy, and he's going to Japan, and we've been told he's been desperate to get on the quiz, and he's going to Japan in a couple of months, so this might be...
I wish we'd recorded that, him telling us about ChatGPT, so that we could set it to music and release it as a single. I feel like there was magic happened there in that moment. Greg, are you there?
Yeah, I'm there. 2 seconds, I'll get my video on as well.
Let's see your dish.
Ah, no, 2 seconds.
Tell us, brother, while we are doing that, tell us, why are you heading off to Japan?
I've got a teaching gig that starts in September out there, so I'm flying out in August.
Wait a minute, a teacher that uses ChatGPT?
Hold on. He's like, that teacher uses ChatGPT as if that's the most short.
Oh, there you go.
Right. So, what is the teaching gig?
It's just teaching English. It's called the, I don't want to say it after being known as the hash guy, by the way. But I was teaching English out there. Just out in the countryside.
Do you speak any Japanese?
I'm pretty fluent at this point, aye.
You're pretty fluent. Really? That's brilliant, man. That's fucking impressive.
I must have cost you a few yen.
Can you gaze a wee bit?
Aye, sure. Konnichiwa, sushi, Nintendo. I've got all the basic groups down, you know.
For fuck's sake. What are you calling my plonker, man?
I'm taking the piss. I've been trying to do the old Duolingo and try to study it, but it's fucking solid, by the way.
Oh, man. Listen, I tried to learn Japanese when I was younger so that I could play Japanese computer games, so that I could read Japanese computer games and stuff. And nowadays, all you need to do is use Google Translate, hold up your camera, and you can fucking read it. Oh, it's crazy. It's the future. Are you ready to do this quiz?
Yes, I guess so. As long as you get better, my pal Craig, that's all right.
You've got a minute to answer all 10 questions, right? If you don't know the answer, pass. And if we have time at the end, we'll come back to the questions you passed on. Now, the top of the leaderboard just now is who, John?
I've got Stephen Roach and Mick Bates that are top of the leaderboard with 8. Greg's looking at beat his mate Craig, who was on the other week, and he got 2. So he got 2 to beat. No, well, Craig got 5, didn't he? Craig got 5.
Aye, aye, aye. I think Craig got 1, actually. But I mean,
right, Adam,
how much time's he got?
60 seconds on 60 the clock.
So he's got 60 seconds to answer 10 questions, correct? That's a good format for a show. I mean,
I don't know where we came up with this idea, aye. Adam, honestly.
So you need a big sponsor for that one.
Right. Adam, any ones that he gets wrong, we'll fling to you after the quiz, right? Here we go.
Good luck.
Here we go, Greg. You ready?
Yep.
Start the clock. In what city is this year's SummerSlam being held?
Pass.
Who will MJF face at Forbidden Door?
Hiroshi Tanahashi.
The Natural Disasters were a tag team made up of who?
Typhoon and Earthquake.
What belt has Sheamus still not won in his career?
Intercontinental Championship.
The wrestling promotion TNA stands for is what? What does it stand for, TNA?
Total Non-Stop Action.
Who did Grado beat for the ICW Heavyweight Championship?
Drew Galloway.
What was Finn Balor's name in NJPW?
Vince Devitt.
Which one of the Bellas is Daniel Bryan married to?
The Bella.
At what WrestleMania did Hulk Hogan face Sergeant Slaughter in the main event?
At WrestleMania 8.
Who used the Jimmy Hart-inspired entrance theme All-American Boys?
Yeah, pass.
Right, pause the clock. What am I going back to?
SummerSlam.
What city? SummerSlam.
This year's SummerSlam is... Just say Toronto.
Time is up!
Right, brother, I'll tell you right now, you didn't get all 10 right.
I know.
But you did very well.
What
was the score, John?
It was a 7. Well done. Everything right. Adam, see if you can answer the questions he didn't get right and he passed on. What city is this year's SummerSlam happening at?
Oh, is it a D? Starts with a D.
It does.
Oh!
Detroit.
It is Detroit, Greg.
Sorry, I jumped in.
Do you know why I thought? I remember, I'm sure when I saw it advertised, I thought Motor City Machine Guns. I'm sure that's what jumped in my head. So
that's it. WrestleMania, Hulk Hogan, Sergeant Slaughter. What WrestleMania was it?
It was 7 because you had a Macho Man against the Ultimate Warrior in the other match at WrestleMania 7.
Correct. And finally, who used the Jimmy Hart inspired entrance theme? All American Boys, one of my favourite themes of all time. Remember that one? All American Boys, we're all American boys. old school 80s wrestling theme. It was the fabulous Rougeau Brothers.
Was it?
It was. It was an absolute belter.
They were Canadian?
Yeah. They did that whole American, heel American thing when they were Canadian. Brilliant. But that was a 7, so that puts you quite high up the leaderboard, Greg. You're in third place.
No bad. That was
hammered your mate. I think you completely destroyed your mate.
Good answers there.
Aye, good answers. I thought this guy might be fucking doing it here. Greg, have a great time in Japan.
Thank you very much. I'll go to the rest
and send us some photos. Will you send us a photo of... Send John, I want you to get a photo of a shrine.
Okay.
Right? Send us a photo of a shrine, will you?
I think there's a few of them in Japan, so I will do, aye.
Oh, there is, mate. There is. Don't worry about that. So send us one, right?
No worries.
Right. Cheers, right. Greg. Speak soon.
Good laugh. Thank you very much, guys.
Bye now.
I know.
He's some boy, isn't he?
Aye, he was a better laugh when he was mad, wasn't he?
Well, listen, that's it, by the way, for Wrestling Daft, really. I mean, we're holding the fort until Grado gets back. He's going to come back. He's going to be sunburned. He's going to be full of stories. He's going to be, just the usual. He's always full of stories, isn't he? He's always, what a boy he is, isn't he?
Well, I've watched 1 minute of wrestling.
Not a chance.
He's not watched 1 minute of wrestling this year.
he doesn't watch it here. He's not watching it in the fucking Maldives.
No.
He might wrestle. He might listen to this though. So let's put out a wee message to him. Grado, Steph, both of you out there, sunning yourself. If indeed you are listening to this, have a great time the rest of your honeymoon. And lots of love for your pals.
Oh wow, man!
That was nice, wasn't it?
That was nice.
That was because he might be listening. You know, maybe the stars might be shining. He might be listening, missing the boys. I'll send it love to him. And
this one's for Chipmunk.
That's right. Thanks so much for the invite to your lovely wedding day. It was beautiful. Okay, can you believe that a lowlander has risen so high? Unbelievable.
For Glendonbar to Elaine C.
I know. And it's beautiful when you think about it because he hasn't to give Grado his due, genuinely, no joking here, right? To give him his due. He's no forgot his... the people he knew back in the day, you know what I mean? His boys.
Nope, 100%.
And plenty day, you know what I mean? When opportunities come along or whatever, they fucking just shed everybody, you know what I mean?
He's very humble until you stop him getting on a flight at Heathrow to Las Vegas.
Right, that's it for Wrestling Daft. Listen, everybody, thanks for checking in. Adam, thanks for jumping in and filling in. Always a pleasure to see
love
you, my man.
Thank you.
Always a pleasure. And John, I will see you. I'll see you next week, won't I?
Yeah.
I'll see you. I'll see you down the road. See you all down the road. I'll see. That's what wrestlers might say. I'll see you down the road, buddy. That's it for Wrestling Daft. Up the road now. I say down the road, and then I'm saying up the road. Fuck that. It doesn't. Fuck's sake. Up the road now.
11.